So today, last day for our class.
Danas je zadnji dan našeg seminara.
So we'll try to touch upon a few things.
Pokušat ćemo obraditi par tema.
Let me start off with reading one or two.
Započet ću čitanjem
submissions from some of the Gurukula kids about how they feel the society can be strengthened.
Mišljenje Gurukula djece koje razmatraju mogućnosti uređenja društva. Jedan bakta zove Balaram Das. Kaže, najbitnija i najhitnija stvar o kojoj se treba raditi je očešćivanje obitelji. Naše je društvo jako ukoliko su familije čvrste. Sigurnost će sigurno slijediti. Ako čvrste familije osnuju osnovu budući i budućnosti za razvitak društva ili organizacije. Izgleda se kuće domaćinski život obeshrabruje i gleda se na njega kao na tamni, mračni bunar vezanosti. Razvode se preko 50% brakova. Ne znam da li znate, ali naši brakovi nisu tako dobri.
Take it more serious.
Nadam se da će bakte koji se žene to ozbiljnije shvatiti. Preko 50% brakova u iskonu su završavaju sa razvodima. Ta situacija se još više pogoršava duplim standardom. S jedne strane se kaže da sve žene se trebaju ženiti, a muškarci trebaju ostati brahmačari. To uzrokuje zbunjenosti posebno među mladeži naše društvo. Lideri trebaju naučiti cijeniti obiteljski život. Ja sam često posramljen
često se
neugodno osjećam u iskonu zato što postoji velika količina seksizma i rasizma. Teško je za mene. Želio bih gledati na iskon kao na svoju familiju, a na Šila Prabhupada kao na svoga oca. Volio bih vidjeti intenzivnu kampanju vanjskih odnosa koji će doprijeti do svih grana društva. Ljudi će nas prihvatiti ukoliko ostavimo bolji dojem. Mi želimo ne želimo biti u guni ili neznanje ili strasti, već želimo djelovati iz gune vrline prema transcendencije. Prije nešto vremena smo čuli o problemima sa kampa koji nas obavještaju da moramo biti pažljiviji, da moramo biti transcendentalni, što dolazi od uzdizanja u gunu vrline. Trebamo biti puni obzira samilosti. Bakte koji su pjevali, trebali su znati. Ako su zvučnici upaljeni, onda se nećemo moći odmoriti. Ne trebamo djelovati na temelju naše vlastite ideje zadovoljstva. Mi možda ponekad mantramo ili pjevamo, ali to radimo za sebe, a ne za zadovoljstvo
gospodina.
Sljedeće pismo je od jedne djevojčice.
We need strengthening in the area of our youth.
Trebamo ojačati naše omladine.
Trebamo
im pomoći da napreduju svjesnosti Krišne. Trebamo ih držati izvan domaćaja
Maje.
Njihovo dobrobit, duhovno materijalno se treba naglasiti kao stvar koja je od najveće važnosti.
This is from also a Gurukula boy. I would like to see more and more gurukulis stop criticizing and instead help to change the wrongs
koji pokušavaju ispraviti krive stvari i ekspandirati dobre stvari u našem
pokretu.
Nekad ljudi traže samo loše, ne pokušavaju vidjeti što oni mogu doprinijeti da bi se stvari
poboljšale.
Želio bih da naše društvo se razvije, da se našem društvu razvije više mogućnosti za poslovno djelovanje i efikasni sistem obrazovanja, također kultura, zabava i avanture svjesnosti Krišne trebaju zamijeniti materijalnu kulturu i zabavu. Jedan od načina na koji možemo gledati na stvari i istovremeno ih naprijediti i što je vrlo zdravo u našem društvu je da kad god kritiziramo ili nalazimo greške, istovremeno, za vrijeme istog razgovora, trebamo razmisliti o tome kako možemo poboljšati ili, ili pomoći s
našim drugim.
Ako neko vam priđe i sada iznosi probleme ili kritizira, to je možda ispravna tema. Neke stvari su odista tu. Moramo im obratiti pažnju. Ali samo čuti negativne stvari, to nije vrlo dobro. Ponekad je uvredljivo, a ako nije uvredljivo, onda jednostavno se osuši. Ono što bi trebali napraviti, kada vam neko dođe i žali se na bakte, žali se na situaciju, onda trebate reći, a šta da mi napravimo? Kako da pomognemo? Kako možemo mi poboljšati situaciju?
What is our role?
Koja je naša
What
uloga?
Is our part?
Koja je naš uloga?
What area are we lacking in that allows us to happen?
U koju oblast imamo mi možemo nešto napraviti? U taj način možemo diskusiju uzdići do razne produktivne diskusije i možemo napredovati.
Ovo
je još jedna
Gurukula.
Iz mog iskustva u Gurukulu mislim da naše društvo treba ojačati podršku obiteljskog života. Svačim da stvari su jako puno promijenile od kako sam ja izašla iz Gurukula. I to je vrlo ohrabrujuće za mene. Puno problema koji smo imali u Gurukulu sistemu u 70. i 80. godina, u 90. su se promijenili, ali većina Gurukula je zatvorena. Čujem da sada postoje obrazovanje učitelja. Ranije je bilo dozvoljeno da žive skupa sa djecom i da ih podučavaju bez pravilnog treninga. Dugo vremena sam bila ogorčena, puno ljudi sam okrivljavala
i također i ISKCON sam okrivljavala
za različita iskustva iz djetinjstva koje su bile vrlo zlonamjerne i koje su mi nanijele puno psihičke boli. Sad se osjećam drugačije i shvaćam da moje djetinjstvo je bilo također dotrnuto sa ljubavlju, kulturom, prijateljstvom, obrazovanjem i puno drugih stvari. Mislim da trebamo raditi na samilosti jedni prema drugima i prema samim sebi.
One of the things that has bothered me about ISKCON is the state of education, women's rights, and child abuse. Sometimes we hide under Vedic culture,
and
we do devious things. We hide under the so-called Vedic culture, and we minimize children, or we abuse women.
Sometimes that is happening
overtly, and sometimes covertly, where the man says, oh, you're just supposed to follow my instruction,
kažemo,
I'm your husband,
samo trebaš,
but he is not acting as a proper spiritualist.
Moj, but then he is so much forcing the mother strane,
that she must follow
ne when but Prabhupada says that on
woman
ženu da
should
sledi,
not be independent,
ali,
she should
Prabhupada
be guided
ne treba da bude
by a first-class husband,
treba voditi
first-class
muž, dakle,
son
on treba
or father.
Biti kvalificiran, ili prvoklasni muž,
so, yes, woman
ili
not
otac.
To be independent,
da, ne treba
but not that she is
neovisna,
supposed to be abused,
ali
nije
da je treba zlostavljati neko, eksploatirati, ili je tretirati kao drugoklasni građan. Ponekad ljudi govore nešto o većkoj kulturi, većkom znanju, o suštini, oni to zloupotrebljavaju da bi mogli eksploatirati svoje podružnje. Neki gurukula dječaci i djevojčice govore da im se to ne sviđa oko našeg društva. Često puta djeca kao i žene ne dobiju pravilnu brigu koja treba biti tu, u duhovnoj atmosferi. Mene su zlostavljali u gurukuli, vidio sam kako je sve to loše djelovalo na mene.
Although I don't see myself as a victim,
iako se ne vidim kao žrtva,
and see that all things happen for a reason,
sve su se stvari dogodile s nekim razlogom,
need to be addressed.
Tim temama se treba obratiti prava pažnja, jedan se trebaju riješiti. To je bilo nekoliko od gurukulija koji su izrazili svoje osjećaje i čime su mislili da mogu pomoći da društvo postane bolje.
Yesterday before we left,
dakle, jučer prije nego što smo otišli,
we wanted you to reflect on someone in your community who inspires you.
Što vas inspirira?
Something about that person's sadhana, the personality, whatever, that encourages you in your devotion, that inspires you. So we wanted to take those things first, and then we wanted to look at our writing of letter or our prayer and reflection to the Lord, and then according to time,
napisati
we'll
naše
molitve
i razmišljenje za gospodine. Onda vidjet ćemo da li ćemo moći ubaciti još par stvari. pokušat ću dati par savjeta o kojima trebate svjesno razmisliti i koji bi vam trebali pomoći kad se vratite natrag svom društvu za nekoliko dana, neke stvari koje vam se uvijek mogu naći u životu,
koje
će vam pomoći da se sukobite sa problemima, da
budete svjesni,
da vidite više svjesno sadu.
Maybe I'll mention one other thing before we open up.
A few devotees
had inquired, just like when I gave the class this morning, and I spoke about 10 different types of prayers.
So
a couple of devotees asked me, where do you find those prayers? And if you, one or two devotees asked when I mentioned about my own field of activities, I preach in many variegated atmospheres. About 55 or 60% of my time is
to our devotee communities.
And then I do a lot of work in other environments. I have ongoing television programs in America.
One television once a week in Washington, which is
basically my headquarters.
To je glavno moje sjedište Washington. Jednom tjedno imamo Detroitu.
So I've been doing it for several years.
To već radim nekoliko
godina. And the idea
is presenting toga je da prezentiram
spiritual life,
duhovni život,
in such a way to help people
da pomognu materijalne probleme
with spiritual solutions.
Sa duhovnim rješenjima.
Just as when we started off our first day and asked you what is ISKCON,
započeli,
and so we had many ideas,
smo,
and the one we wrote on the board is that ISKCON is a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing the entire world. So our duty is not just what we do as a church or as a temple, what we do as a community, but we really have answers to deal with all aspects of life.
Odgovore koje se odnose na sve aspekte
života. If we study the books closely, if we live according to the teachings, then we'll have a spiritual insight
on
everything. So we have such programs addressing such issues. And I said I spend some time preaching to the medical community. I have many disciples who are allopathic doctors as well as naturopaths. And so we do a lot of workshops, seminars,
and
direct programs, namahatas, dealing with such people. And then I have an institute in Washington called the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology that is about 95% professionals. So the idea is particularly helping people who are congregation, who are professionals, to find ways how to use their profession in spreading Krishna consciousness, and at the same time how to maintain their Krishna consciousness, given that they're not living in a temple, that they're outside, etc. And we also do a lot of interacting in the interfaith community, where our institute is primarily devotees, Vaishnavas, but we have ministers and priests and imams and nuns and others who come to study. Like when I leave here, I go to Vienna for a day or two. I'll do some preaching in the New Age community and some of the devotees, and then to Munich for a day or two, and to Zurich where I'm GDC. And then I rush back to America, where I'll be doing some programs at Christian churches in a few places. So one of these churches, we've been cultivating different ministers. And we cultivate them in such a way to teach them how to give Krishna consciousness to their own congregations, but in a way that the congregation can digest it. And many times people, of course, are stuck in conservative conceptions of religion. And so if the message is presented in a way that's too frightening to them or too different, then they will back away. We first started doing this kind of work. We would just come in and do heavy preaching. Then we found that it was causing disturbances. Ministers were trying to come close to us. They would lose their jobs. So we found, and once even in Africa, I was preaching to one imam who was becoming a devotee, but then his congregation wanted to kill him. So we realized one has to be careful. So we found ways how to have like namahatas, with people also in other religious groups.
Sa ljudima iz
so like for instance this church
grupa.
That I'll be going to,
ove crkve,
we've been interacting with this group for about 6 years.
Radimo
and so they have a Krishna conscious study group that meets once or twice a week. So therefore certain people in the congregation that the minister feels can understand and appreciate
and
not get too disturbed. Then they speak and share Krishna conscious literatures, books, tapes with them. And then every now and then sometimes when I do these kind of programs, I may bring maybe 20 or 30 of my disciples. We come, we stay for a weekend or so, we make the prasada, I give the lecture, we do workshops, we do seminars. And so by the time we've left, we've infiltrated in a very intense way, and we make devotees, or we make well-wishers, congregation, etc. I had a program like this also in Israel, where we took about 20 disciples for some time. We visit some of the kibbutz, and so we have a group of people we're cultivating. They are what you call the ancient Jews, and so they're into mysticism, the holy name, reincarnation. See, sometimes in the deeper inner teachings of different theologies, it's very similar to Krishna consciousness. It's a matter of going deeper and deeper. It's like mystical Christianity, Sufism, mystical Judaism, the Torah, the Kabbalah, they are so similar to Krishna consciousness as we go deep and understand these things. Krishna consciousness gives you the basic essence of the highest principles of spirituality. So the more genuine a system is, the more it will come closer and closer to what you are being given. What we have is being put on an accessible level, because the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita, the text, the Purana, are the original spiritual scriptures, the oldest known to humankind. And so, not that they're the only, but they're the oldest. In this way, people who want to go deeper can experience a lot of wealth of knowledge by such. But if our devotees do not follow our own teachings seriously, then we will not be able to extend ourselves. When we try, people will look and see what we do, and they say, well, we're not so interested, because it doesn't work for you. I just brought one sample here. But Vishnumurti, he sells some of my books. I've written about 6-7 books now. And I'll just mention real brief, then we go on with the rest of the class. What I was discussing this morning about the different prayers, so I have one set of books called The Beggar, and you may have saw one of them over there. So these are small prayers written from the 10 types of prayers that Narottam Das Thakur discusses. So these are primary books mainly for the devotee community, but several people in the monastic orders in different places in the world are also reading these, and they've been translated into about 5 or so different languages. Some of you have read particularly this book, Spiritual Warrior. I have a Spiritual Warrior series. The first one is called Uncovering Spiritual Truths in Psychic Phenomena. This was written primarily for the New Age community, people interested in metaphysics and psychic things. But I wrote it in such a way to help to show them that there is a spiritual aspect or transcendental aspect to all types of psychic concerns. So this book is being translated into French, Spanish, Italian, Russian, and I just heard this one, it should be almost finished in Croatian, number 2. The second book is called Transforming Lust into Love. And this book also is going all around the world in the devotee community, sold in bookshops in many places in the world. It's been printed in several different countries, in different languages. And I get letters constantly saying that the book saved their marriage. It helped them to understand more about parenting, it increased their understanding of the relationships, what allowed them to kind of have a better appreciation of ways how we can maintain our position as devotees, but be able to understand several issues that normally devotees find to be problematic. I just finished this recently, only 3 or 4 weeks ago. 3, 4, 3, 1,
treći dio, dakle,
and
iz
it is
te
called
serije,
Sold for the Heart in Difficult Times.
Shimori
had a few of them, but they're sold
ne
now.
Znam kako je naslov,
but they can all be ordered from him or directly
dakle, sve knjige se
from my website,
tamo,
which I'll give you later.
Mogu se naručiti preko website.
Looking at the problems that the planet is facing, it's not just our society.
Se
we're at
planeta.
A time now.
Ne samo
where,
naše društvo.
You know,
živimo u vremenu
are just struggling.
U kome su ljudi,
suicide,
ljudi se jednostavno muči. Puno samobojstva, depresije, puno razvoda.
People feeling so much anxiety,
ljudi
se mind bothering
skobe,
wars,
ratovi,
resource depletion, increase in diseases, so many different things.
Bolesti se povećavaju,
just permeating the planet.
Stvari.
So I wrote this book for the international community
dakle,
based on some of those issues.
Međunarodno društvo.
The foreword is written by the director.
Tema.
Of the Parliament of World Religions, which
director,
is the
director,
sort of the number one interfaith group on the planet,
religija,
and
many
bookstores in different countries have
svijetu.
This. This hasn't been translated into any languages yet because it just came out very, very recently. I have another book here. It's quite popular.
Vrlo
these are in soft and hardcover. This is called Leadership for an Age of Higher Consciousness.
Now,
this book is in its second edition.
To je drugo izdanje.
And the second edition has interesting reviews from leaders of the United Nations, top medical professionals in the world, university scholars.
Od
this book has also been used at some universities in America. In Japan, I think they're going to use it also.
Da
so it's being used in management courses,
dakle,
in leadership courses. But it's of a different
lidere,
nature. It's not just a normal leadership book. Because the
prirodu,
subtitle
obična,
is called Administration from a Metaphysical Perspective.
Za lidere,
the book just looks
od
particularly at
sa
spiritual principles
ona
and applies it to contemporary problems in management and also
na
leadership. Sometimes I teach it a course myself.
Pa ja
but normally, the book is being used and some of my disciples who are professionals teach it or it's being used as a reference book at some colleges. Also, a few presidents of different countries are using this book.
Recently,
the Prime Minister of England has been studying it. The President of Mexico.
I've
personally given this book to about six presidents of different countries,
particularly
some of the third world countries.
Posebno treće,
many, many celebrities in America
puno
and a few in Europe have been given this book also.
So,
the idea, again, is just basically using things from Krishna consciousness and being relevant
Krishna,
to what is going on in the secular world,
dogore,
showing that we have answers to many of the problems that sometimes seem to be beyond being solved. But if we dive deep into the Vedic cosmology, epistemology, that we have so much to be able to share. We should not limit ourselves to some small kind of religious organization, some weird
organization
that looks like a cult. No. We have a culture that's different,
ne,
but our knowledge is universal, very deep. It's actually postgraduate. And if we take advantage of it, we'll be able to influence people's minds
studij.
And consciousness as they see the excellence of what is being
shared. Veličina onoga što možemo dati, ono će biti zapanjeno.
Where's Daniel? You want to run on the board? I'm just going to let him put my website address.
Zapisat ću svoju
komu
adres.
After 2 days or so, I won't see most of you. If any of you would like to find out more
jer
about the institute we have, called the Institute of Applied Spiritual Technology,
mi imamo institut za primjenu spiritualne tehnologije,
kind of eclectic type of preaching,
or
if you want to order some of the books,
ili ako želite naručiti neke knjige ili stupite u kontakt, ovo je
www.ifas.com. I'm sorry, .net, brother. www.ifas.net. So this is a website that I have. And if anyone want to write to me personally,
btswami@ibm.net.
Or as I've been speaking with, I would like to stay in touch. Issues, concerns, problems.
Ako neko želi ostati u vezi sa mnom
I answer.
I pitati o različitim temama.
On average day I get 100 to 200 emails a day.
Ali pošto imam jako puno email poruka
dnevno, ali
na neki način nađem
način
da odgovorim.
Since I've been at the camp, I've been purposely not dealing with the computer. Starting today, I'll have to.
So,
usually we'll answer you. I will always answer you, but it may take a day or two. etc. So the website as well as my own email
address. Be very happy to stay in touch
in any way possible. Also, just before I came here, only 3 days before I came here, this book was printed in Russian.
The Russian edition has just come out. The voting is available now
in a small paperback so that it can be mass-produced. Okay, enough of that. So let us go on with what our assignments were today. We're taking advantage that tomorrow
is Janmashtami.
So we wanted to begin to think more
about
Krishna's presence,
Krishna's
blessings, what our society is, how Krishna has manifested his international society from Krishna consciousness. But before we start sharing your letter or your prayer to Radha Kundra Vihari, we'd like some of you to share our first assignment. And that was to mention or discuss a devotee who you have associated with, who has been a source of inspiration for you. Something about that devotee inspires you in your devotional service. So, if some of you can come up and share this with us, who would like to start off?
Vaishnava
is always eager to glorify each other.
They're
not so eager to be glorified, but they want to glorify others.
There's
a microphone there.
Hare Krishna. I came from Slovenia. And we have four devotees living together in one place who are really good examples, so to speak. They come all four every day if they can to
Mangala Art.
They are really humble and ready to help all devotees.
Svim
bakljama, they're inspiring, always happy,
nas, sretni,
smiling,
se.
Preparing
Sunday
su,
feasts, ne,
helping
Sunday feastove,
in the kitchen,
pomožu u kuhinji.
And whenever man can see them,
ih možete vidjeti, osjećate transcendentalno zadovoljstvo.
Vaishnav Thakur ki! Someone else can share?
Neko drugi može reći nešto?
Some devotee or devotees that are inspiring them in their Krishna consciousness?
O nekim baktama ili bakti koji nas inspiriraju u svjesnosti Krishna.
And just as he did, mention which project you're associated with.
I treba se također spomenuti sa čime su oni povezani u svjesnosti Krishna. Na kom projektu rade?
Prije svega željela bi se vama zahvaliti.
I would like to thank you in the first place. Because you are inspiring me greatly and encouraging me. That's the reason why I came here to speak. I will say something about the Mataji, whom I met just about when I first came to a temple. I didn't follow any principles in those times. And I opened my heart to her, saying that I feel ashamed while coming to a temple. I feel dirty entering this room.
A ona mi je rekla, samo dolazi, jer je to jedini način da sve to ostaviš.
And she told me, you just keep on coming because that's the only way for you to leave behind these habits.
I na neki način je dala temelj.
And thus she gave me the opportunity to begin my Krishna consciousness. And I think I will never forget her.
Vaishnav Thakur ki! Many of us can look back and
Mnogi od nas mogu prisjetiti kako nas je neko inspirirao osobno da postanemo bhakti.
Na primjer,
kada ste išli u školu prije nas da postali bhakti,
really encourage you.
Možda je bio neki učitelj koji vas je ohrabrio. I dan danas vam taj primjer može pomoći.
Ima bhakte
za koji ne znamo koliko su nam pomogli.
Dakle, možemo
imati dobro odlike koji će pomoći drugima ili možemo imati loše odlike koji će odmoći. Mi želimo pomoći da pomognemo i ohrabrimo drugi. Što je god moguće više.
Someone else?
Neko drugi?
Please. Želim pričati o jednoj mataji s kojom živim. Ona je bhakta 4 godina.
I'd like to speak about a mataji with whom I'm living. She is a devotee for 4 years now.
A ja sam bila bhakta godinu i po.
And I'm a devotee for a year and a half.
I zajedno smo živili, mi smo studenti. Ona je bila jako specijalna osoba.
We live together. We are students, and she's an extraordinary person.
I izvršavala je svoje obaveze jako striktno i pokraj sve ispite koje završavala i učila.
Fulfilling all her duties strictly, despite all of the exams she has to pass, she was performing service.
I ona bi kasno uveče, mnogo kasno i nakon celog dana provedeno na fakultet, otišla u tempel i izvršila svoju službu, a to je bilo, ona je samo uređivala outfite za božanstva, sređivala ih da budu lepo namještene.
Late at night, after finishing her school duties, he would go to the temple and perform her service, which constituted in taking care about the deity's outfits.
A ja sam mislila, pa dobro, ne moraš sad to uveče raditi, možeš neki drugi dan kad si malo više odmornija.
I thought it is not necessary for you to do that in the evening. You can do it some other day when you have rested already.
Znači, ona je bila toliko umorna, ali ona je uvek išla svaki dan i to radila i s punom devocijom.
But although she has been very tired, each day she would go and do her service with great devotion.
Jednog dana me sosama inspirisala, ja sam tako razmišljala puno i rešila ja da to radim. I tako, ona mi inspirisala na taj način.
And one day I thought about it a lot and she inspired me and I decided to do the service as well.
Vaishnav to Korki! So, sometimes we say, well, we can't do service because
ne možemo raditi službu zato što imamo djecu.
We have to go to school.
Što moramo ići u školu.
We have to go to work.
Moramo ići na posao.
Yes, it's true.
Da, to je istina.
Many times it's more complex
because of
our situation. But still, we should never think that we can't do some kind of service.
Međutim, to ne znači da ne možemo raditi nikakvu vrstu službe. Ukoliko želimo. Jedna je stvar u tome da postavimo svoje prioritete. Dakle, ona je inspirirana s osobom koja studira i istovremeno ima službu u
templu.
Još jedna ili dvije osobe?
Želim da slavim jednu Mataji, sa nju vrađa dama sa mađarske farme.
Ona se zove
Kishori Mataji.
I would like to glorify
ona je jako, jako dugo blakta. Pored toga što je jako duhovno napredna, prihvatila je puno tih
I would like to glorify Mataji from the Hungarian farm. She's been a devotee for a long, long time.
She's from Hungary?
Dugo je vremena bila bhakta i?
Iako je bila jako duhovno napredna, također je preuzela na sebe jako puno organizacijskih službi.
And although she is an extremely advanced devotee, she also took up a lot of organizational or managerial duties.
I tokom izvršavanja tih službi nikada nije zaboravila na to da je njena osnovna dužnost kao bhakte da služi one kojima je nadređena.
And while performing those duties, she never forgot that as a devotee, her primary duty is to serve those to whom she is Superior.
Superior, yes. I have personal, imala sam lično iskustvo, ali sam također vidjela da ona brine o svim drugim baktama. Bilo da su oni tek prišli templu ili oni koji su tu već jako dugo i lepo služe radeći jam.
I had personal experience and also came to know that she has the same affinity to help the devotees despite of whether they have just joined or they've been serving the deities for a long time.
I ako mogu, želela bih još da slavim sve one bakte iz Beograda koji bez obzira na tešku situaciju u Srbiji.
And if possible, I would also like to glorify all the devotees from Belgrade who are despite of the difficult situation in Serbia.
I dalje nastavljaju u svom predanom služenju.
Continue with their devotional service.
I pokušavaju da izgrade svoj unutrašnji odnos sa Krišnom.
And are trying to develop their internal relationship to Krishna.
Možda čak i više nego dok su ranije radili službu u templu i bili tamo.
Maybe even more than while they were doing service in the temple previously.
Jai, Vaishnava Thakur Ki. We all have, we said earlier, different problems in our temples.
Svi imamo različite probleme u hramovima.
Every place has some things that's wonderful.
Svako mjesto ima neke stvari koje su divne.
Each environment has its own
difficulties. Svako okruženje ima svoje vlastite teškoće.
As I think Jabhataka mentioned,
that
I had come to these countries many years ago.
Smo bili u nekim zemljama.
I said 18. But I was one of the first
devotees. Ja sam bio u ovim zemljama prije puno godina, jedan od prvih bakta koji su uvjeli svjesnost Krišna na zemlje. U to vrijeme, uglavnom smo išli po univerzitetima, dijeli smo knjige po školama i ponekad bismo pokušavali kultivirati ili susresti ljude.
Countries in CIS and in Russia.
U nekim zemljama Sovjetskog savjeza.
As I said, about 18
Rusije,
years ago, I came to.
Prije 18-19 godina sam došao u Zagreb i u Beograd i Ljubljanu.
Ljubljan. And we met teachers and things.
Susreli smo se sa različitim učiteljima i nekim baktama.
One of the things that was always amazing.
Neke od stvari koje su bile uvijek zapanjujuće za nas.
In America and England and Germany,
u Engleskoj, Njemačkoj i na nekoliko drugih mjesta.
People obviously could. Ljudi
su svakako mogli kupiti knjige, biti bakte,
but in some of the countries we
ali u nekim zemljama smo bili zapanjeni zato što bakte su morali biti bakte prikriveno.
Mi
su mogli formalno prikrivati svjesnost
Krišne.
I uvijek je bilo jako, jako inspirirajuće za nas. Vidimo koliko oni to cijene i osjećali bi se posramljenim. Dobili smo, bismo magazin ili knjigu i oni su bili jako sretni, jer imali su, bilo je samo šašica bakta i nisu imali nikakvog veze sa ljudima izvan njihove zemlje.
Dakle,
to nam je pomoglo koliko mi to uzimamo olako. Dakle, neki od vas su iz okruženja koje su vrlo u kojima je vrlo teško zadnjih par godina. A neki ste iz zemalja gdje ima nikakve teškoće. Bakte koji se moraju mučiti na teškim mjestima, oni se susreću sa puno neprilika. Međutim, ipak ostaju vjerni, čvrsti, odlučni. Dakle, kad promatramo svoje vlastite probleme u određenoj oblasti, trebamo shvatiti, uvijek ima mjesto gdje ima više problema, a svjesnost Krišne još uvijek se nastavlja. Kad smo dolazili u to vrijeme, ponekad smo putovali tjednima i mjesecima bez društva bakta. Pogotovo sam sa Krišna Kšetrom i još par bakta. I ponekad bi bili samo nas dvoje ili troje. Dvojca, trojca i to je bilo jako teško. Jer dan za danom, tjedan za tjednom, jednostavno smo združili s
start planting some seeds for Krishna consciousness.
Želi smo međutim posaditi sjeme svjesnosti Krišne. Neki ljudi su se priključili, čitali su knjige po bibliotekama, muzejima. Neki su ljudi postali znatiželjni i počeli su slijediti svjesnost Krišne.
So let's have one more. Can
može još jedna osoba nešto reći?
Yes, one of the men in the back. Whoever can walk up the fastest.
Hare Krishna, dolazim iz Koprivnice. Htio bih se zahvaliti puno vama na finom druženju. Najprije, a onda prvo svojem sinu koji je kupio prvu džapu i knjige je donesel.
I'm coming from Koprivnica and I would like to thank you all for the nice association and especially to my son who has bought the first mala for me and brought me the first books.
Zatim Bhaktama divni iz Koprivnice koji su skupa sa mnom radili i izgrađivali hram naš.
To the wonderful devotees from Koprivnica who together with me were building our temple.
Zatim Mateži Marijani koji je posvetila dosta vremena, koji pričala dosta sa mnom.
To the Mateži Marijana who spoke a lot of me and gave me a lot of her time.
Svojih čerki koje Bhakti Yoga potpuno promijenila, počela je kuva za Krishnu.
To my daughter, who has been changed by Krishna consciousness, who started to cook for Krishna.
Ja bih htio zahvaliti ovakvim divnim duhom i učiteljima koji održavaju naš entuzijazam.
And I would like to express my gratitude for the wonderful spiritual masters who are building up our enthusiasm.
Neko prosti ostali bahte koji nisam svode spomenuo. Znači, svi su zaslužni zapravo za moj napredak.
And to all the devotees I didn't mention, they're all...
Aj, vaj tako koji! I think you can understand that we all have a lot to be thankful for.
Možemo vidjeti da imamo puno stvari za koje trebamo biti zahvalni.
Postoje
tako puno bakta oko nas svaki dan. Koji su izuzetni, koji nas
ohrabruju,
inspiriraju na različite
sometimes
načine.
We take them for granted.
Ponekad mi to olako prihvaćamo. S vremena na vrijeme moramo razmisliti i iskoristiti više druženja koje nam Krishna sređuje.
So again, as you go back to your different projects,
ako se vratimo na različite svojim mjestima, onda tražite bake koji imaju dobre navike, koji su jako odlučni, učite od njih i postanite više i više inspirirani s njihovim društvom. Zadnji dio naše rasprave, rasrećujemo se više na gospodina. Mislili smo o baktama, sada želimo pokušati
personalizirati
svoj život. Obratite se Krishna sutra Janmashtami, Krishna je rođendan, dan pojave, ovom univerzumu, on svoje na vrlo poseban način. Želimo više misliti o Krishnoj milosti. Jutro sam dao lekciju, spomenuo sam da često prolazimo kroz poteškoće, ponekad izgleda da Krishna nije tu, da nas Krishna zaboravio, ali Krishna nikad to nije napravio. Pogledajte svoj vlastiti život. Možda ćete naći vrijeme kada ste vi također mislili da Krishna,
Krishna
nije bilo, da se Krishna zanemario. Ali kasnije shvatili ste da je On bio tu. I ono što ste iskušavali je stvar od koje ste dobili neku dobrobit koja je omogućila da nešto realizirate.
It seemed very terrible.
Iako je bila vrlo nezgodno dok ste je prolazili. Iako je bilo teško to shvatiti.
The other way we said you could write or correspond with Krishna.
Ili možete napisati. Drugi način kojim možete postaviti korespondenciju sa Krishnom jeste da govorite sa temelja nekog sadašnjeg problema u životu.
As if you are postavite Krishna pitanje i sada you are Radha Kunjavi Hari, Krishna Radha, now answering
odgovor,
your own prayer, your own letter.
Da bi vam Krishna dao.
How you think they would respond
da bi oni
to what you have written, how you feel they would
kako mislite da bi vam oni odgovorili, ohrabrili vas ili izgrdili?
So we said this is one type of particular
to
type
jedna
of prayer
vrsta
of communicating molitve with the Lord.
Little bit complex, but so let's see who would like to
share.
Složeno
maybe somebody who had a chance to write something
can share that with us. And
later, those of you who just had a chance to think about it, you can share something based on what you were thinking.
A kasnije možemo so pitati one koji su razmišljali, a nisu zapisali. Da li je neko mogao zapisati? Vidim nekoliko ovdje notesa i olovki. Da li ste nešto napisali?
Did you have a chance to write something down? Yes. Yeah, mine? Okay. This is in terms of obstacle or a time you thought Krishna had forsaken you?
Da li je ovo neka poteškoća ili kad si mislio da te Krishna napustio?
Well, there are plenty of these situations.
No, puno tih situacija.
You can summarize one or two for us.
Možeš jedno ili dvije nam samo spomenuti.
One of these was...
Jedna od tih situacija je...
In Italy, when
u Italiji,
I became
kada sam
devotee,
postao bhakta,
I was in a bhakta program.
Bio sam na bhakta programu.
And my leader...
I moj leader...
In acted in very strange way.
Je se ponašal neobično.
Dry some pullover. I put to dry near the
stavio bi džemper da se suši blizu radijatora ili pečenja. I on bi ga uzeo i bacio ga.
You cannot do this.
Nemoj što raditi. And
after a few minutes, I saw his pullover.
Vidio sam da je on stavio na isto to mjesto svoj džemper da se suši.
Then I was thinking, Krishna,
I was
really young and I was looking all the waters.
Šta sad ovo dešava?
I was really confused.
Bio sam zbunjen.
And I was keeping quiet.
Ali bi ostao sam miran.
And then after
I nakon
a few hours I see his pullover was white and the chair was red. And oven make this
Nakon nekoliko sati vidio sam da mu je džemper izgorio, jer je bio blizu te peći.
And so he went and saw this and,
I onda je bio jako ljud. To je bio bijeli džemper, ali sav je pocrvenio od vrućine. Izgorio.
Then I saw this and he was teaching even those advanced.
Čekaj, on je napredniji, Krishna poučava, mislio sam.
So, this was one. Then another time was...
So, that was an example for him that everything has its purpose.
To je primjer da sve ima svoju svrhu.
Well, another time was when I did something very bad.
Onda sam napravio nešto jako glupo.
My father, in the temple also.
U odnosu sa svojim ocem.
Something very not so nice.
Napravio sam nešto što nije jako dobro.
Actually, I thought I will never speak this to anyone.
Mislio sam nikad neće to nikome reći.
The door was very closed.
Vrata su bila zatvorena.
Of back to program and he was shouting, open the door, open the
door. I on je vikao, otvori vrata.
And I was trying to open this door.
Ja sam pokušavao otključiti.
But it didn't.
Ali jednostavno nije išlo.
So he was pushing and I
on
was trying to help him.
Ja sam pokušavao da mu pomognu.
Somehow door
I na kraju na neki način smo otvorili
vrata. And he
told me. I onda mi je rekao.
You do this.
Ti si mi to napravio.
You didn't want to let me in.
Nisi me htio pustiti unutra.
It was just this passionate situation.
To je bilo, bio je strast. I o čemu govoriš, pitao sam.
I was trying to help you all
time. Pokušao sam ti pomoći cijelo vrijeme. Ti si raskal.
He was doing it. Dišpet. Kako se kaže? Yeah. And I said, no, how can you think like
kako
this?
Možeš tako misliti?
Okay, if it is not true, you
ako
can spit
istina,
on me right now.
Možeš vodno pljunut. I onda sam ga ja pljunut.
In the face. And then he went so humble.
Onda je postao jako ponizan.
I wanted to die. This
ja sam htio umrijet.
Everything went down. I was depressed. 2 days.
Bio sam dva dana deprimiran.
One day I went to take prasadam and I was appreciating all the waters.
Vidio sam.
At once I saw how everyone is exalted.
Kako su svi uzvišeni. Tekom prasadam. Svi su bili okupljeni.
I was thinking, wow.
Ja sam mislio, da.
Actually, such a mercy to be in association.
Tako je milost biti u društvu svih ovih bhakta.
And then one devotee who is
doing
sankirtan for a long, long
dugo vremena radio sankirtan,
he just
on je
approached me all of a sudden.
Mi prišao odjednom.
And said, "You want to come with me?"
I rekao, "Želiš doći sa mnom danas?"
So this was the first time I went.
To je prvi put
in sankirtan.
Da sam otišao na sankirtan.
It's a little bit inner, no?
To je malo unutrašnje.
I saw it very strongly how Krishna.
Vrlo sam jasno vidio kako mi je Krishna dao milost.
So this is a case. He did something, he felt some depression.
Nešto je uradio, osjećao se deprimiranim. I onda je vidio kako Krishna mu odgovara, kako ga je odveo na Sankirtan, osnažio ga,
ohrabrio.
Kada čovjek se osjeća deprimiranim, onda može biti, misliti da je
ostavljen.
Ali Krishna pređe.
So, someone, you volunteer or I'll start calling you. Someone else like to volunteer and share something?
Da li neko isto želi se javiti dobrovoljno da nešto kaže?
Particularly a time that you felt some forsaken or some
kada ste se osjećali zaboravljenim ili kad ste prolazi kroz teškoće.
Now you are saying praying to Krishna and Krishna
is se morali Krishna i Krishna je vam pomogao.
Whose hand is up?
Ko je digao ruku?
Yes, please.
one time jednom I was chanting in my room
u svojoj sobi
very much on the mental platform as usual
kao obično na mentalu
and I was thinking like
i mislio sam
there was some problem in my mind I don't remember
imao sam neki problem u umu više se ne sjećam šta je bilo i onda sam mislio
Krishna, I really hope
Krishna zaista se nadam
that you
da ćeš
if you would help me in some way or
da ćeš mi na neki način pomoći
some sign
da ćeš mi dati neki znak
that you are there for me
da si tu da si sam
so there on my table was
i onda na mom stoliću je bio Krishna Bog
the second
drugi dio Krishna Boga
part in which Krishna
u kome Krishna i Balaram su
like they're hugging together
se Krishna zagrljeni
on this on this book I had my car keys.
Ključeve
od auta. Car keys they have
i ti ključevi su bili
they have some kind of lamp.
Ima neku vrstu ima malu lampicu.
See, this lamp goes red.
Ako ne
and all of a sudden
ne znam nešto,
I was going through and I saw lampicu. This lamp.
Gledao sam malo to i vidio sam da je ta lampica pocrvenila. Kao da je neko pritisno, upalio. Zastao sam i uzeo sam ključeve i čudio sam se što je to. I onda sam vidio da je Krishna knjiga na Krishna knjiga, ruka na knjizi je bila ispod te lampice, tako da je mogla upaliti. I onda su svi moji problemi i sa mentalnog nivou su nestali.
I was happy like for
I bio sam sretan dva dana.
So. Vaishnav. Yeah. Sri Radha Kunjabi Hari Ki. So, we all have different times when
imamo svi različite situacije kada Krishna dolazi na različite načine i da nas ohrabri.
Znamo klasični
primjer
kao u slučaju Narada Muni
kada mu je Krishna oduzeo majku koju je ugrizla zmija
i
Narada Muni je bio mali dječak ali Krishna kasnije se pojavio i rekao Naradi više me nikad nećeš vidjeti u ovom životu ali Krishna mu se pojavio da bi ga ohrabri
bakte imaju različite vrste iskustva
ne uvijek senzacijalno kao ovo ali imaju različite iskustva kada Krishna dolazi na različite načine i pomažem da nas ohrabri oživi da nam objavi da je tu i ako mislimo o tome svi ćemo naći da imamo takve različite vrste iskustva. May I speak of an experience of another devotee?
That was the experience of the other devotee.
I have a friend whom I haven't seen for a long time. His name is Veshvara. He's living in somewhere in Serbia now, I think. And he's been doing a sankirtan for a long time. And he's been quite a radical Sankirtan devotee, and doing all kind of little weird things, offering dandavats in front of the houses. And I mean, he had a big desire to distribute the books, really. But from time to time, as we all know, it is not really easy to distribute books. And one particular day, he was doing Sankirtan in an apartment building, and nobody wanted to take a book. And he was getting desperate. And more desperate, and in the end, he just sat on the stairs.
Reading his mind.
And he was sitting on the stairs, and he started crying, thinking, "Why is Krishna not answering my prayers? And why he is not rewarding my attempt? I just want his words to be heard in the world." And while sitting there on the stairs and crying, the door behind his back opened and the lady came out. And he saw him and told him and asked him what was he doing. He had really no strength and enthusiasm to deal with any kind of person anymore because he thought that Krishna has forsaken me, as he said. And without turning his head, He just said, "I'm selling some books," and then he asked him whether he could see those books, and he gave her the books, without turning his head, even just over his shoulder, he gave the books. And she was looking at the books and said, "This is really fantastic. Can you please come into my apartment? My husband is all interested." And then he finally realized that something is going on. And he entered the apartment and they were all, I mean, the whole family was very enthusiastic and very happy. And they bought the books and he also became happy and understood that he was never alone.
Radha Kunjabi Hari Ji Ki. Yes. Often the Sankirtan devotees, of course, have these unusual experiences.
When you're on the front line,
it puts you in a lot of frustration.
But
we have time for a few more. Time that they felt Krishna had forsaken them, and then they found it wasn't. Or if you had a chance to make a prayer or write a letter to Radha Kunjabi Hari.
Napisati pismo ili uputiti molitvi vrstvima.
Before I became a devotee, I remember one night praying to the Lord, and I said, "I don't know who you are and your name. I don't know anything about you.
Ne znam tvoje ime,
but I have so many questions, and I would like to get to know you.
I želim te upoznati. Molim te, odvedi me na mjesto
gdje
mogu naučiti o tebi."
About 1 year later, I came in contact with devotees.
Sam došla u kontakt s baktama.
I was coming to Sunday feast and associating with devotees.
I družila se s njima.
But I didn't feel, no, this is not it.
Ali nisam osjećala da je to to. Mislim sam ovo nije za mene.
While I wasn't coming.
I neko vrijeme nisam počela sam ono izostajati.
Feeling rather depressed.
Onda sam se malo osjećala depresivna. I sestra mi rekla, zašto ne pokušaš mantrati? Pa to nije tako loša ideja, mislila sam. Počela sam mantrati, jedno sam se sjetila. Svoje molitve.
Saying this prayer the year before, and I remembered, oh my, he actually answered this prayer.
U stvari, Bog je odgovorio na moju molitvu. Poslao me na pravo mjesto i našla sam sve što mogu naći o Bogu. I tako sam postala jako zahvalna i shvatila sam, on je uvijek sa mnom čak kad nisam bhakta. I onda sam nastavila i evo još sam bhakta.
Radha Kunjabi Hari Ji Ki. I had once mentioned it would be very exciting if someone one day write a book about how devotees came to Krishna consciousness, you'll find that so many devotees were in a very, very intense state and they were wondering what is life about. They were feeling totally depressed. They were praying, they were fasting.
Nesretni.
And then they had a Sankirtan party, they had a book.
Something would happen,
which would show that Krishna was definitely there, watching and waiting for them to want to come to him more.
And then Krishna would
make different types of arrangements.
So
her case is an example of that.
Ovo je, dakle, nja slučaj primjer.
Someone else?
Da li neko drugi želi govoriti?
It's a kind of unusual thing. Many times we grow more in our Krishna consciousness when we are at a crossroads. Because a crossroads, it means two things. It means you can go one way or the other way. But often when we have these really taxing and challenging times in our life, it's really a time for growth, a chance that we can make a lot of advancement. And it's those times that we often are kind of afraid. But we are thinking that maybe Krishna is not around.
Mislim, Krishna ne može,
but if we keep the faith,
ali
then we'll see
vjeru,
how Krishna will come through.
Kako će Krishna se pojaviti.
I just want to say about one time when Krishna reminded me that he's
kako me Krishna jednom posjetio, kako je uvijek sam
always praying for him.
Uvijek sam se molio.
I mean, that I will never forget his presence. And then one day I had to go to work and I
jedno
was
in a
great
posao,
rush.
I bio sam u žurbi.
And I was going down to the car.
Otišao sam do auta.
I have a picture of deities in the car.
U autu imam sliku božanstava.
And it fell off the picture.
Slika je pala. Bio sam u žurbi i želio sam je staviti na stranu. Umjesto da je vratim na mjesto, uzeo sam je i malo ne sam je bacio onaj armarčić, kako se zove. Nisam uopće mislio na Krišnu, nisam imao poštovanje. Želio sam se okrenuti da bi uzeo torbu i sa laktom sam se lupio u sjedalo.
came back, and as I was turning around, it hit me
again. I onda kak sam lupio slatcem usjedelo, onda mi se pesnica mi se vratila i lupila me u lice.
Same second I knew, oh, this is Krishna.
I onda sam se sjetio da to Krishna. Onda sam uzeo knjigu, ovo sliku od opoštovanja, rekao, žao mi je, nikad to neću učiniti. Neće se više tako obhoditi prema tebi.
Jesi Varaknut, ja bi Hari Ki.
Že.
Again, a little experience helped to remind him to be a little more careful, cautious that Krishna is taking notice of things.
Krishna,
I've heard Pujari sometimes mention things similar to this.
Pujari spominje how
I had one Pujari telling me how in Vrindavan once
he was addressing
the deities,
but
he's being rough, ali bio, you know, with Lord Chaitanya, I think.
Sa gospodinom Chaitanyom, čini mi se.
Yeah, I think it was Lord Chaitanya. And he somehow sort of damaged Lord Chaitanya's arm.
Malo je oštetio ruku.
And then a day or two later he broke his own
arm. Dva kasnije slomio ruku.
And he realized, oh, Krishna is reciprocating.
Krishna uzvraća.
Do you have anyone else?
Da li još neko?
Yes, please.
Since I love pictures,
I gledam Krishna slike,
and also like to look at the Krishna's picture.
Jednom sam zamolila Krishnu, rekla sam dobro, ja znam da te ne mogu svojim materijalnim očima vidjeti.
Once I've asked Krishna, I know that I cannot perceive you by with my material eyes.
Ali svejedno na neki način bi te voljela vidjeti u pokretu.
But still somehow or other I would like to see you moving.
Drugim riječima nekako u ljudskom obliku, znači.
With other words in a sense I would like to see you like in a human form with two arms.
I bila sam na Radha Yatri u Firenci.
I visited the Radha Yatra festival in Firenze.
I cijeli dan smo plesali.
And we've been dancing during the whole day.
I onda sam ja otišla nešto da kupim.
I went to buy something.
I već je onako bio mrak.
And it was getting darker when I came back.
Bina.
And I've seen a huge stage.
I prva scena koju sam vidjela, vidjela sam Krishna kako se kreće.
The first scene I seen of the stage was Krishna moving.
Odnosno, to su bili glumci.
Of course, that were the actors.
Koji su imali fantastično, fantastičnu masku.
With wonderful makeup and everything.
Krishna imao plavu boju i crnu kosu. Molim? A mikrofon, da. Kažem, taj glumac koji je glumio Krishna, ja, imao je plavu masku, apsolutno vjerno naslikano.
Krishna was painted in blue with dark hair.
Predivnu odjeću kako Krishna ima.
Wonderful dresses Krishna has.
I normalno ja sam bila šokirana.
And I was shocked.
A druga, prošle godine u Puli ovdje.
The last year on the same place.
Ja se nisam baš fizički dobro osjećala.
Actually, not in the same place here in the camp. I didn't feel very well physically.
I u normalno bio je mangala arati i ja sam ono željela da vidim božanstva.
I wanted to come to the mangala arati and see the deities.
Ali na neki način sam rekla ja se ne osjećam dobro, a tako bi volila da vas vidim.
But I didn't feel very good and still I wanted to see them very much.
I sutra ujutro kad sam se probudila.
And the next morning when I woke up.
Jedna mataća je donijela božanstva u kućicu gdje smo mi spavali.
A mataća bring the deities in the apartment when we've been staying.
I stari prvo što sam vidjela, vidjela sam božanstva.
And the first thing I saw after waking up were the deities.
Dai, Radhakul Gavi Hari Ki.
Dai.
As we see a classical example of Haridas Thakur.
Imamo praktični primjer Haridas Thakura, gospodin Chaitanya mu je prišao, došao je k njemu.
Krishna really wants to serve his devotees.
I tako shvaćamo
exalted devotees, more serious devotees.
Da Krishna želi služiti svoje bhakte i što je bhakte uzvišeni, što više želi služiti Krishnu, to Krishna više želi služiti bhakte.
Thinking about Krishna.
Dakle, na svoj mali način mi možemo misliti na Krishnu, možemo vidjeti Krishnu za vrijeme drame.
We've all saw sometimes very powerful plays. And the play really helps us to understand a little bit more about Krishna consciousness. In Vrindavan, sometimes the actors are highly trained. Sometimes those who engage in the Krishna Lila, they are from certain families. They're trained from age one. And so they have a certain mood. When people see them acting, they become completely captivated.
Because it affects them in a very deep way.
And helps them to connect more to certain aspects of Krishna's presence and pastimes.
Now our time is just about up.
But we'd like to see if one of the devotees could share something and more in the form of a prayer now.
That is, if
there is a certain obstacle that you have been reflecting on in your life, and so you share that with Radha Kunjabi Hari, and then you anticipate what their answer would probably be, and so you give us that answer after you've given your particular issue, concern, block, or problem. Can someone try to share it in that particular way? Before we have to close, we have maybe five minutes more, so we started pretty late. It's a little personal, but at the same time, it's very powerful. It's very powerful. But even though it explains that, it's like if you make an offense, if you can offer obeisances in the community, it helps. If you explain something in group, because sadhu sangha is a very significant thing. As we reveal our minds and share our realizations, our understandings, beg for the mercy of the sadhus, this is something that helps to speed up our devotional life and nourishes our devotional creeper. So someone can share with us if they had time to write or just in thinking something that they are presenting to Radha Kunjabi Hari, and then how they feel that the deities would perhaps, based on the philosophy you understand, how you consider a possibility of how your problem could be answered. Who would like to share this?
Be bashful or call on someone.
Please, thank you.
Die,
she's bold.
My dear Shri Radha Kunjabihari, I had the opportunity in this life to become a devotee when I was very small. I grew up in this movement with this very powerful philosophy which could answer all my questions and never was dissatisfied with having the need to understand anything about life. I always had an answer. And many devotees really took much care of me,
puno brinuli o meni.
But in the last few years,
ali u zadnjih par godina,
I somehow observed
na neki način promatram
i vidim this family and this
da familije,
nice world which in which I grew up
i ovaj lijepi svijet u kojem sam odrasla
is breaking in different parts.
Ruši.
Iskon family.
Razlama se na male dijeliće moja iskon obitelj.
And I had a few days in the last years where I felt very much sad because of
nekoliko dana tokom prošle godine sam se osjećala jako loše, jako tužno zbog svega toga.
Kind of a sentimental feeling of loneliness.
Neka vrsta sentimentalnog osjećaja usamljenosti.
Losing my home, losing my childhood.
Doma, djetinjstva.
My whole world view somehow.
Cijelog svog pogleda na svijet.
But at one point I could understand. Ali u jednom trenutku
mogla sam shvatiti
that it's very easy,
da je
your
lako,
answer.
Jako lako za vas da date odgovor.
For example, those devotees
oni bakte,
who are maybe
koji su možda
going away from their service,
koji možda napuštaju svoju službu,
even in the position of a spiritual master,
čak i oni koji su bili duhovni učitelji,
they went now, and a lot
oni
could be changed in our movement because of that, because they left.
U našem pokretu, zato što su
and
oni
it's
otišli.
Actually a big, big purification, and I can feel it.
Prosvjet, ovoga it's becoming
so
much nicer. Nam ja vidim da stvari
so
postoju bolje.
So many things which I unconsciously
stvari
felt bad about earlier when I was small
are sam se ja osjećala loše,
are becoming much more personal and nicer now
puno
because you
puno bolje, zato što vi
I can see that you are telling me you put them in a different place that other devotees
mjesto.
Can take their position
tako
and
da,
help
da, postavite osobe na drugom mjestu, da drugi bhakti mogu
members of our
mjesto.
Movement more.
I
Jai Shri Shri Radha Kunjabi Hari Ji Ki. So the interesting sharing is that she's grown up in the movement.
Ona je odrasla u pokretu.
And she's noticed some
i primijetila je
some changes.
Neke promjene.
And so she's very happy about what she has, but she's noticing
that there's certain things
within the devotional family that haven't been so satisfying recently. And so she is presenting this before
Radha
Kunjabi
Hari.
And then, considering how the Lord, their lordships would perhaps answer her concern, and she's noticing that, yes, nothing happens by accident, some changes have taken place, and some good things have also developed.
Beginning
with everyone, based on
će sa svakim
u skladu sa onima kako mu priđemo. Čak i u teškim prilikama
možemo slaviti Krišnu i naučiti više iz tog iskustva. Krišna sa ovoga koristi dok le god dozvolimo da budemo iskoristeni. Niko nije nezamjenljiv. Kako što Maja nikoga ne voli previše, Krišna nema omiljeno, posebno omiljeno osobu. Ako želimo da nas Krišna odabere, Krišna će nas odabrati, a ako ne, Krišna će napraviti neku promjenu, prilagodit će situaciju.
This is a little bit of a difficult assignment because we talk about something that's very dear
jer
to us, very personal to us,
vrlo osobno,
but it has a tremendous effect
and
assisting our consciousness when we do this. And those who do
to
this, they will notice a difference.
I oni koji to rade, oni će primijetiti razliku.
Ja se izvinjam, ali ovo moram pričati na makedonskom, tako da se mogu više izraziti.
Kako će? Ovo moram pričati na makedonskom, pošto se ne mogu izraziti dobro na hrvatskom. Oh, she, because now it's getting complicated because she said she will speak in Macedonian. It's the third language.
Okay.
So I believe that the Croatians, they could they will understand Macedonian. It's not so different. No?
Either way, it's practical. Go ahead.
Ja sam ovdje sama, Krišna. Nema nikoga. Ni majka, ni, nema nikakvi bhakti. Se čustvam totalno sama.
Krišna, I'm here alone. I have nobody, no devotees. I have no family. I feel completely alone.
Ne, no family. No devotees. Ne.
No family. I made a mistake. She didn't mention a family. She has no, there are no devotees around.
No, okay, se čustvam potpuno samena i ne znam zašto sam ovdje.
At night I feel completely alone and I don't know why am I here.
Što treba da naučim? Zašto me staviš ovdje?
Oh, what shall I learn? Why are you putting me in this situation?
Da li možeš da mi odgovoriš zašto?
Can you answer me why?
Ovdje sam su moji te roditelji koji uopšte ni najmalko ne sajkat. Ništa za tebe.
I'm here with my parents and they cannot understand anything about you.
Svako jutro gledam samo prekoruvanje za ono što sakam da go sledam.
Each morning I find only accuses for the things I want to follow.
Što da napravim?
What shall I do?
Ja sam isto vo nivnoto srce, nemoj da zaboraviš.
I'm also in their heart. Please don't forget that.
Te sakam tebe isto kako i njih.
I love you as much as I do love them.
And now she's answering what perhaps Krishna, Radha Kunjabi Hari, would be saying to her.
Ona sada odgovara ono što bi joj vjerojatno Radha Krishna rekli.
Oni, ti si mnogo važni za donele ovde. Tvoji roditelji su mnogo važni.
Your parents are very important.
Te donesu ovdje i sada ti si bhakta.
They brought you here and now you're a devotee.
Te molim, probaj da ih služiš na isti način kako bi ih služila i bhaktita.
Please try to serve them in the same way as you would serve the devotees.
Zaboravi na sve tvoje potrebe i samo trudi se da gi služiš sa ljubav.
Just forget your needs and try to serve them with love.
Ti vidiš da ti si toliko prekrasni kako i ste luki.
and you'll see that they're as wonderful as all the other people are.
Thank you.
Dai, Radha Kunjavi Hariki. So she's openly revealing her mind about certain lackings and difficulties.
Ona razotkriva svoj um u vezi sa različitim nedostacima, problemima. Obraća se Gospodinu osobno. U ovoj situaciji sam, teško mi je.
But then she is thinking.
Ali onda ona razmišlja.
How their lordships.
Kako bi Bog, kako bi njihovo gospodstvo odgovorilo na to?
What this particular situation
would mean?
How can we look at it in a different way?
Kako da tu situaciju sagleda sa drugog gledišta? I ona odgovara.
The way that she is responding. That yes. Da. May not have this, we may not have this,
možda
but what we do have,
ono,
we look
ono
at that,
imamo,
and we see how we relate, how we serve,
I vidimo kako da
how to
se
appreciate what
tim,
Krishna has arranged.
We all have this issue in our life.
Many times we look at so much what we don't have, what problems are there,
gledamo, što nemamo,
we don't use what we do have,
ali
we don't try to
ono
perceive
imamo.
It in a different light.
Ne nastavimo na drugačiji način sagledati ono što posjedujemo. Ako to radimo,
that for some reason Krishna has arranged
mislimo,
whatever person's
experiencing,
so we want to go on glorifying Krishna in spite of whatever an obstacle or challenge may in fact be in our lives. So let's have one more.
Još jedna osoba?
Is someone else here?
Da li još neko želi?
You know, this is a little difficult assignment.
Ovo je malo težak zadatak.
But we want to try to come to the heart. Tomorrow is
Janmashtami.
And we want to, every day, but especially on these holidays, we want to see how to connect more with the personalities that we're honoring during that time. And
Gopurnima
and Janmashtami, two of the most important times, of course, is Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And those times we can connect more with whatever is going on. When you have an anniversary or a time that always these great persons' love, blessings, and benediction is there. But especially when all around the world, people, devotees are meditating on that particular pastime,
dakle,
that particular person's appearance, disappearance. It's a special time.
Blagoslov
je
veliki
blagoslov,
su uvijek prisutni, ali posebno su je snažni kada su ti dani pojave ili odlaska.
Dear Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hariji, your servant Vaidyanath,
vaš sluga
Vaidyanath
iz Hamburga, ponovo ima poteškoće.
This position is not unusual.
Ovaj položaj nije neobičan u njegovom životu. Da budem precizni, vaš sluga Vaidyanath radi karmi posao i većinu svoga dana provodi bez kontakta sa prednim služenjem. I također, on ne vidi bhakte jako puno.
And he has a family
ima familiju sa puno potreba. Ima djecu koji su tineđeri. Vaš sluga Vaidyanath je u beznačajnom položaju. Molim vas, učinite nešto za njega. Sada uzimam ulogu Krišne. Danas to dozvoljamo.
Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hariji are answering this.
Radha Kunjabi Hari odgovaraju sljedeće.
My dear Vaidyanath
Prabhu,
please be attentive,
budi pažljiv, gledaj oko sebe.
Look at all the
gledaj
opportunities
sve mogućnosti koje ti dajemo za predano služenje.
We are even
arranging
your job in such a way
posao na takav način
da
za vrijeme posla ti moraš malo predno služiti. Niko neće primijetiti.
The second thing about
druga stvar u vezi sa druženjem, dragi Vaidyanath Prabhu,
just see how many
vidi samo
wonderful devotees
koliko predivnih
bhakta
se pridržavaju našem Hamburg centru.
And you can give up
možeš odbaciti društvo ne, a bhakta. Sad ima tako puno mogućnosti da se družiš sa bhaktama i da radiš preaching.
Daj, si si Radha Kunjabi Hariji ki. Another good example is that if we go on our devotional service, we do have transitions. So he has a family, a responsibility to take care of his family. He has a job that he's involved in. So we can look at that job and just think, oh, this is terrible. I'm lost.
izgubljen sam.
Or he can look and ili
možemo vidjeti na tu situaciju drugačije. Imam posao, mogu raditi nešto, pomogu će moju materijalni život, ali moj duhovni život se može nastaviti. Mogu pomoći svoj
familiji i tokom
posla možemo raditi neke duhovne aktivnosti. Puno bakte to radi. Mogu biti dobar primjer
material and spiritual life together.
Koji menadžira so i materijalni i duhovni život skupa. Na taj način vidimo, Krišna radi aranžmane za sve nas. Na tako puno način. Moramo samo pobliže pogledati kako se stvari dešavaju i shvatiti da Krišna nam neće dati više nego što možemo podnijeti. Neće nas se odreći, neće nas zaboraviti. Ovo je moje zadnje prilike da govorim. Da li može još malo?
On
je tako ponizan i milosti.
By Krishna Kshetra's blessings,
Miloše, Krishna
we can have two more people to share.
Možemo još dvije osobe saslušati.
Please. So you have to come forward. Krishna Kshetra is allowed.
Priči? Krishna yes, Kshetra je dozvolio. Here, ma.
Yes. In the back, she let her come.
Malo prije kada su ove bakte pričale svoje iskustva, ja sam se molila da nemam tako, kako da to kažem, da sam previše ponosna i suviše mam kruto srce da mogu shvatiti njihove molitve i njihova
obraćanja. Too hard to be able to understand their prayers.
Međutim, kada je sad ova zadnja Bahtina iz Makedonije pričala svoju molitvu, mene je to tako duboko dirnulo i to mi je dalo, to sam vidjela sam da je Krišna direktno prisutan.
But when the Bhaktin from Macedonia spoke, that her speech touched me deeply in my heart, and I've seen Krishna personally present.
Yes. Sri Sri Radha Kunjabi Hari Ki.
Jai.
This is not a small thing.
Ovo nije mala stvar.
Someone shares deep from
ako
their
neko
heart,
kaže nešto duboko iz svoga srca,
really deep from the devotee's heart,
duboko iz svoga srca,
to one person is speaking,
kad jedna osoba
but
govori,
several people in the room
ali nekoliko ljudi u ovom prostoru
by that,
postaju
uvjetovani tim.
Često imamo slične probleme.
Some of you may be a little more bold to come in to share.
Možda malo hrabri,
we have similar types of problems.
Ali imamo slične
and we hear
probleme.
Someone else how they're working through their problems,
kako neko se ophodi prema svim problemima,
understanding the answer,
kako razumije
odgovore,
onda se mi možemo također podsjetiti. Nama isto klikne nešto. To je rekla Mataji. Čak i u situaciji
kada
je priliš, kada izgleda je sam,
ali
nema ničega.
Yes, Krishna,
ja sam
mislio,
da, Krishna, to je moja situacija.
I'm trying to chant your holy
pokušavam
mantra name, but I don't have a child, I don't have a husband, I don't have a temple nearby,
temple
and
blizu.
Krishna, I'm suffering.
Ja
please, ispašta,
molim
can
te,
you help me?
Možeš li mi pomoć?
And then we hear reciprocation and we feel, okay, well, not so bad.
Da, sad nije tako loše. Situacija nije nemoguća.
That others are also in such some
drugi su također u sličnoj situaciji.
And I can
i oni pokušavaju i ja također mogu pomoć.
So we have time for one last
ima vrijeme za još jednu osobu?
Yes, who would actually ask less? Yes, mother, please.
Dear Krishna and Radharani.
Dragi Krishna i Radha.
It's not easy for me now to speak.
Nije lako za mene sada da govorim.
But it's like I had a great experience.
Ali ja sam imao veliko iskustvo sa vama na seminarima u Švicarskoj sa Sajjananda Swamijem. Stvarno sam mogla osjetiti da vi ste držali moju ruku. Nije bitno da li sam cvijet, kamen ili čovjek.
And at the moment,
u trenutku nije, u ovom trenutku nije jako lako, uvijek počnem plakati. Molim vas, pomozite mi.
No, it's okay. We're okay. Please, please. Sorry. No, please. Finish. I said in our seminar we laugh and we also cry. So there's time for us to cry also.
Rekao sam da će nam s ovom simirinu smijati i također plakati. Sad je vrijeme za plakanje.
Just help me please to.
Samo mi pomozite, molim vas.
To find a way
da nađem način da shvatim da ste uvijek sa mnom i sa mnom i s mojim djecom i sa mojim mužem. Sa svim baktama.
And all humans and all living beings. And
sa svim ljudima i sa svim živim bićima.
Realize that you love me and you love everyone.
I da shvatim da vi volite i mene i sve druge.
And you forgive us all the mistakes.
I vi nam opraštate sve greške.
We should also learn to forgive.
Stoga također trebamo naučiti opraštati drugim ljudima sa kojima živimo ili susrećemo. Trebamo naučiti cijeniti druge duše. Molim vas, pomozite mi da to naučim.
You're answering yourself.
A sada možeš odgovoriti. Odgovoriti što bi Krišna i Radharani vjerojatno rekli.
Oh dear, Anna.
Draga Ana.
You know that I love you, that I hold you in my hand.
Znaš da te ja volim, da te držim u svojim rukama.
I do this with all.
To radim sa svima. Baktama. Sa svim ljudima, sa svim životinjama. Ja držim svakoga.
Hard times are in the life and good times.
U životu prolazimo kroz teške stvari, doživljavamo lijepe stvari. Ja ću uvijek biti tu.
Never forget me.
I nikad, samo me nikad ne
zaboravi. Daj, Sisi Varakun Javi Hariki. Okay, so I think we better stop before I start crying.
Bude da stanemo prije što ja počnem plakati.
Anyway, I think you can see the power.
Možete vidjeti moć.
That we should always remind ourselves that Krishna hears us every day.
Krishna nas čuje svaki dan.
He's watching us.
On nas promatra. On je u našem srcu.
We open up for darshan.
Otvorimo se za darshan.
Pokušavamo
kad se zavijese otvore. Za darshan ne želimo vidjeti. U stvari, on gleda nas.
And knowing that we're never alone.
Mi nikad nismo sami.
That we're never being given more than what's impossible for us to deal with. God would be unfair.
Nemamo zadatak teži od onoga što ga možemo riješiti.
Than we could actually handle.
Nikad nam neće biti više nego što možemo savladati.
Really,
ako mislimo da zaista je teže nego što možemo uraditi, trebamo biti opet sretni.
To the point we can't handle anymore. Okay, then be happy that the Lord is aware. He'll make some shift.
Kada vidimo da više ne možemo dalje nastaviti, onda također možemo biti sretni. Znamo, Gospodin će sad nešto promijeniti. Trebamo shvatiti. Stvari naše u inteligenciji mi znamo kakva je filozofija i shvaćamo zašto se mučimo.
Um
s vremena na vrijeme želi to zaboraviti. Zato vas ja, zato vas tražim da odgovorite kao da ste vi Radha i Krishna, kao da odgovarate. Ovo je vrlo osobna stvar. Drago mi je kako svi vi reagirate. Vi predstavite svoje sumnje Gospodinu i onda govorite, izgovorite svoje ime kao da se Krišna obraća. Krišna brine.
And he doesn't want to see us suffer.
I ne želi da mi ispaštamo. Ne želi da nas vidi osamljeni. Ne želi nas vidjeti očajni. A u takvom stanju, ako smo u takvom stanju, onda će on arrangirati neki posebni način da možemo vidjeti različite mogućnosti, tako da možemo nastaviti sa entuzijazmom i sa žarkom željom. Oni koji su govorili mogu imati malu promjenu svjesnosti, a također i oni koji su čuli. Jer dijelići međusobno ovakve stvari, nešto se mijenja u svjesnosti. Ponekad ima različite barijere u životu, stvari koje nam spriječavaju da napredujemo, ali kad zaista dođemo sa srca, predstavimo to Krišni, onda to trebamo raditi. Ne samo na ovakvom skupu, već sve više i više u našim životima. Trebamo doći ispred božanstava i na svoj način trebamo ponuditi molitve molići Krišnu da nam pomogne da postanemo bolje sluge, da nam pomogne da shvatimo neke stvari koje se dešavaju u našem životu, tako da možemo biti u stanju da ga služimo na bolji način. Dok to radimo, dok stavljamo sebe u takav položaj, Krišna će odgovoriti. Neki od vas su vidjeli. Mislili smo Krišna da se ne zanemario, ali Krišna nije. U vrijeme kad ste mislili bili jako očajni, onda je Krišna aranžirao situaciju na takav način da možete biti u stanju da vam može pomoći. Mi u ovom seminarima govorimo puno tema,
But we just breeze off a few points. But in general, we just want to leave you with the idea of realizing that each of us are important in Krishna's sight. Every devotee is very special. Every devotee is somehow under Prabhupada's umbrella. And he is such a wonderful agent for Krishna. Whether it's a bhakta who just been a devotee for a week, or a bhakti, or a few days, or a week,
nekoliko tjedana ili nekoliko dana,
yes,
takva osoba želi reći
everyone
da Krišne. Svako dolazi sa nekom vrstom kontaminacija, svako ima neku vrstu problema u životu. Međutim, mi dolazimo skupa da bi mogli posjetiti jedni druge, da budemo istinski, iskreni, da mogli da se mogu kretati iznad naših problema i poteškoća.
So that we all can realize, oh, it is possible.
Moguće.
Someone is growing, neko someone is napredovao,
neko
why not me?
Je odrastao,
someone can go back to the spiritual world,
možemo se vratiti
oh, yes,
u duhovni svijet.
Krishna
da.
Has no favorites.
Krishna,
Krishna
niko nije posebno drag. Radit ću ono što mi je, što je neophodno. Naša zajednica je mjesto i prilika da prakticiramo devocijski proces koji sada prakticiramo. Ali to je ono što ćemo raditi vječito. Kvaliteta naše vlastite prakse pokazuje koliko smo kandidati da se vratimo natrag. Zaista pokušajte imati više svjesnosti sadhusange, više kvalitetnije sadhusange, više osobnije uzimajte knjige, držite se sa bhakti personalni i najbitnije družite se sa božanstvima što je moguće
personalnije. Jai. Shri Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj ki. Jai.